Three, two, one.
Hello and happy Sunday morning. Hope you are having a lot of fun out there. Back with another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. Today, continuing my look at the offseason now that the draft is in the books, looking at positions and positions that you may want to acquire for Dynasty Fantasy Football. Today, it will be running backs. Going to be looking at my revised top 50 running backs. Before we dive into that, though, I mentioned that I wanted to continue taking a look after the big schedule release. Last week, we looked at the Thursday night football schedule. Now it is time for a little Sunday night football. The Sunday night football schedule, pretty good. NFL kickoff on September 4th. We have the Cowboys and the Eagles. Eagles, the reigning Super Bowl champions, obviously. The Sunday night matchup that week one, a great game rematch of a playoff game from last year, the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson going to battle the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo and Baltimore both have big ambitions going into this season. Week two, we get the Kirk Cousins Bowl, although Cousins, you know, will he still be on the Falcons roster? I think he will, but no guarantees. He certainly probably won't be playing. This will really be Michael Penix versus J.J. McCarthy, which will be a fun kind of look. You see a lot of fun games going through. I'm really looking at week six, the Lions and the Chiefs. I think that is going to be a real fun one. Thanksgiving night, you get Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. My Denver Broncos are back on week 13. That is the Sunday night matchup of Thanksgiving week, where they are going to be playing the Washington Commanders. You know, Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix were two of the hottest rookie quarterbacks last year, so that should be a lot of fun. Peacock getting an exclusive game on the last Saturday of the regular season, which ought to be fun. Saturday of week 17. And then, of course, week 18, you never know. They'll have some playoff games. And the Super Bowl this year will be on NBC. But Sunday Night Football, always a good time, always a fun way to wrap up the regular season Sunday schedule, and a lot of good games on the schedule this year. Next time I'm back, I'll be looking at the Monday night football schedule, and then when I look at my top 25 tight ends, I will be making my way too early playoff predictions. The schedule is out. I've been playing with the playoff machine, trying to see how I think these scenarios are going to play out, and nothing spells the beginning or the early stages of summer like making some way too early playoff predictions. So something to look forward to if you are a fan of that. I'm going to look at running backs today. It'll be out next week. And then the following week, we'll be looking at wide receivers. So something to get excited about there. But today, running backs. And I don't think it's a surprise. Two draft mates really are at the top of the running back list, and that is Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs. Both of them went for more than 1,400 yards last year. Just some really great performers, some really great athletes. My top tier kind of running backs, my running back one arena starts with Bijan at number one, Jahmyr Gibbs at number two. Saquon Barkley, fresh off a 2,000-yard rushing season. He's a little bit older. I have him at number three. I mean, you can't go wrong with any of those three. The biggest swing probably is Ashton Jeanty. I have him currently sitting at four. He is a rookie coming in. I love the situation there in Las Vegas with a run-heavy offensive scheme for Pete Carroll. I think he's got the talent. Number five, Jonathan Taylor, a mainstay for the Colts. Six, Josh Jacobs, who had more than 1,300 yards in his debut season with the Green Bay Packers. Then Devon Achane. I have him at number seven. I think he's been doing some great things for Miami. Really showed that he could be a powerhouse receiver. Number eight, James Cook for the Bills. A murky contract situation, but he has been a weapon out of that backfield. Be curious to see if they can keep it together. I went young at number nine, Omarion Hampton, the new rookie going to Jim Harbaugh in a run-heavy potential offense for the Los Angeles Chargers. I think he has great potential. This first year, maybe more of a split with Najee Harris, who they pulled in free agency, but I think Hampton has a bright future. Number 10, Breece Hall. The talent's there. Makes me a little bit nervous. He is with the Jets going into a contract year. The Jets mixed in a lot of backs last year. They've given some weird mixed indications. Curious to see how this season plays out. Number 11, Christian McCaffrey. Great talent. Hopefully back healthy this year for the 49ers. And number 12, Derrick Henry. He could end up being, you know, one of the best rushers in the league this year. He's getting older. He's in a great situation, but that's why he's at the back end of the RB1 rankings for me due to age. Because you're talking about dynasty, you want to be talking about length. Still could be solid in a 2 to 3 year window, but maybe doesn't have the long-term upside of some of the backs in front of him. Moving just a little bit lower, I have some guys, two guys who had really fantastic 2024 seasons that I want to see do it again. I know some people are higher on Chase Brown and Bucky Irving than I am. I have them at 13 and 14 respectively. I love the potential, but you know, I want to see if they can keep it up, if those roles stay the same. We've seen before some guys hit huge in a year and then kind of never get back to that place. I think the potential is there, but I want to see it. 15, Joe Mixon, a veteran who's been pretty rock steady, a good situation. Houston, number 16 for me, Kyren Williams, a guy who has produced more than 2,400 yards and 26 touchdowns the last two seasons with the Rams. He is also going into a contract year. They have some interesting prospects behind him. What is the long-term future? He's a great fit. With the Rams, could be a good fit in other places too. I like to still like the potential enough to have him strong RB2 rankings, but future a little bit makes me nervous. A couple more rookies coming in at 17, 18, Travion Henderson, who went to the New England Patriots. I like that as landing spot. Number 18, I have Quinshon Judkins, who went to the Cleveland Browns. That is a team that wants to run the ball. They have kind of a crowded, unknown backfield there, but I like the potential. Number 19 for me, Ken Walker, the third in Seattle. He is another guy going into a contract year. I think he's going to be pushed a little bit by a back that's behind him that I have just a few spots later. Could it be his last year in Seattle? Seattle has been started the process of remaking that offense. They moved on from Tyler Lockett. They moved on from DK Metcalf. They moved on from Geno Smith. Walker, Noah Fant, two guys going into contract years. Don't know for sure that they will be back. Number 20, Chuba Hubbard, really has established himself in Carolina. Got a great contract extension. They have some good backs behind him. Jonathan Brooks, a complete unknown. He has actually fallen out of the top 50 for me. Tore his ACL for a second time. We don't know what, if any, impact he's going to have as a professional, but kind of hanging out there. Number 21, Caleb Johnson, another rookie, had a fantastic 2024 at Iowa. Comes into a great situation with the Steelers, likely to be their workhorse and lead back. Number 22, David Montgomery, the second half of the best running back tandem in the league. To me, he is with Jahmyr Gibbs in Detroit. I think he is a very talented running back. Could be a great RB1 on most teams, but is a great partner for Gibbs in that Detroit backfield. Then number 23, I mentioned a back pushing Ken Walker. And for me, that's Zach Charbonnet. I've moved him up a lot. I liked what I saw from him last year when he was given a chance in that lead role. He put up very comparable numbers, both in terms of yardage, touchdowns, yards per carry, and receptions when he had control of the backfield when Walker missed time. I think it could be an ascension for Charbonnet, who's entering year three and is under contract in 2026, whereas Walker is not. Number 24, Alvin Kamara, still a great weapon in the backfield, getting a little bit older. Poor team around him. Will he get traded? That could make it interesting. Number 25 for me, I don't know what to make of RJ Harvey. I was not expecting him to go where he went for the Denver Broncos, but it is a great situation. There is plenty of upside. You generally like a running back in that offense with Sean Payton. So he is the last of six rookie running backs that I have now seeded in the top 25 in dynasty rankings. They could all even move a little bit higher by the time we go into next year. Hard to say, but I felt good putting him there. When you get into the second half of the top 50, you get a mixture of veterans, younger guys, guys on contract years, maybe guys who have uncertain futures, some good handcuffs, players that should be rostered that will probably play for you at some point in time during the season, but may not be locks for elite production. Number 26 for me is DeAndre Swift. He is in a great position. We're now reunited with Ben Johnson in Chicago. He's clearly their lead back. How long-term do they see it? What kind of a role is he going to have? I like him, not as much as some of the guys I have above him. Number 27, Tony Pollard. He's had three straight 1,000-yard seasons, including his first year in Tennessee. He's the best back in Tennessee, but they still, I think, feel like more of a committee approach. Number 28, Aaron Jones. Age drops him down a little bit. Had a great first year in Minnesota. Goes back.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
They're on a 2-year deal, but they definitely improved the backfield behind him, probably a nod toward making sure that they are covered if he can't carry a full 17-game load. Number 29, Cam Scataboo. He was taken by the Giants, 7th of the rookie running backs. I like his potential. I think the Giants are interested in him. I have a couple of the Giants backs real close here because I don't know totally what to make of them. Number 30, Brian Robinson Jr. He has had more than 700 yards rushing each of his 3 seasons with Washington. I think he will have more than 700 yards rushing again this year, leading that backfield, but he's going into a contract year. He has yet to hit 800 yards rushing. He's kind of what he is at this point in time. And will he be applying his skills for the Commanders next year? Will he be on another team? Is he ever really going to be more than that kind of RB3 level production? I am not sold, so I have him here. Tyrone Tracy Jr. is number 31 for me. Some people would say this is too low. He did have some great moments for the Giants last year, but they do have a group that I think is going to be working out of that backfield. Was a later round pick. Could still end up leading that backfield, had 859 yards rushing last year. Is that kind of a best case scenario cap for him? I feel like it might be, so I have him more in this RB3 range. Number 32, Rashad White, a veteran who has produced pretty well the last few years for Tampa Bay, but I think he's been surpassed by Bucky Irving, another guy going into a contract year. Same for Travis Etienne. He had a great 2023 that got him his fifth year option. He is going on that fifth year option this year. Didn't have as great a year, split a lot of time. There are a lot of options now in the Jacksonville middle backfield. Hard to say what his future is. Number 34, Tyler Allgeier, another guy going into a contract year, but he's up here because I almost feel the reverse. He has been a great handcuff and backup to Bijan Robinson, but his first year before Robinson was there, he was a 1,000-yard rusher. He is a guy I think has some potential to maybe after this year move to a different situation where he could be more of a featured back, and that might be a good thing. Number 35, Tank Bigsby. The other half of that kind of 1-2 duo from the Jaguars last year actually was their leading rusher, had a great second year after kind of a lost rookie season. Where does he end up shaking out? He's part of the answer there in Jacksonville, but how big of a part, that remains to be seen. Number 36, Ramondre Stevenson. He's a guy that has trucked along for the New England Patriots for a lot of years. I like Travion Henderson to usurp him. Maybe not this year. He could have a better 2025 than Travion Henderson, but I think long-term Henderson is the better bet in that backfield. Number 37, Braylon Allen. The number two guy for the Jets had a pretty decent role as a rookie last year behind Breece Hall. Breece Hall, another of those guys I mentioned going into a contract year. What is the long-term hold for the Jets? Braylon Allen, a chance to maybe take a step up this year. Number 38 for me is James Conner, a veteran. I expect him to lead the Arizona backfield. He has had issues with injuries kind of throughout his career, definitely getting older. They have some other pieces that could push, but I think, you know, if he was 5 years younger, I'd probably have him more in the top 25-ish range. I wouldn't be surprised if that's where he finishes in terms of his production in 2025. But that time span getting shorter, this could be kind of the last year where he is a dominant lead back in a backfield. Number 39, Blake Corum. Some would say it's too high. We did not see a lot from him as rookie, but we never see a lot from Rams rookie running backs. He was a third round selection. Kyron Williams going into a contract year. I think we could see Corum take a bigger piece of the pie here in 2025, especially if anything happens to Williams. Number 40, Trey Benson. He is the back that was taken in the third round by Arizona last year. He is behind James Conner. He actually had some flashes and some moments. I think he could take another step up here this year. I think it could be more of a 60-40 split in Arizona as they work Benson up to possibly being the future there. Number 41, Tyjae Spears. He splits with Tony Pollard in Tennessee. He has upside potential. He missed games with injury last year, never really got going. Can we see something a little bit better this year? Number 42, Isaiah Pacheco. Some people might think this is too low. He is a former seventh round pick. He had pretty great contribution in 22, a great contribution in 23. Last year, broke his leg, missed some time, and when he came back, he just was not the same. Was it a matter of conditioning? Was it something else? Even throughout the playoffs and into the Super Bowl, the Chiefs seemed to prefer Kareem Hunt. They brought Hunt back again this year. They signed Elijah Mitchell. It is a contract year for Isaiah Pacheco. I just don't know exactly what the future holds. He's always been more of a first and second down pounder than a full three down back. What long-term prospects does that provide? The Chiefs are a backfield that I have just no idea what they're doing, and that leaves me a lot in flux. Number 43, Ray Davis. I think he's been a great number two in Buffalo. Does he have the potential to be that number one guy? He could. Let's see how he continues to contribute this year. Number 44, Jaleel McLaughlin for Denver, has had some great moments. You can see as we go through the back end of this top 50, I'm not totally sure how that Denver backfield is going to shake out. I like Harvey, but I think they're going to continue to mix in a couple other young guys that I also have in here. It's just a matter of how big those roles end up going. McLaughlin looked like the most explosive of the Denver backs down the stretch last season. I think if he can improve as a pass blocker, he could work himself into a more defined role. Number 45, Jordan Mason, had a great year last year coming in for Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco, parlayed that into a trade to the Minnesota Vikings. He is that interesting handcuff number two back behind Aaron Jones. I think there is some great potential for him to step in there. Number 46, Najee Harris. I like Najee Harris. In his 4 years in Pittsburgh, all he did was rush for at least 1,000 yards in every season. The problem is now he's on a one-year contract, and they went out and snagged Omarion Hampton. They've already said Hampton and Harris are co-starters. I don't think that means great things for Najee Harris' future in Los Angeles with the Chargers. And then he could be entering that phase where he's bouncing around getting 1 to 2 year deals in a lot of different places, and that can make it rough for fantasy and for dynasty. It's not that he doesn't have value. It's not that he shouldn't be on your team. It's not that he won't probably be in your lineup some of the weeks. It's just I don't feel as good about his situation and his prospects as I did a couple of years ago. Number 47, another complete unknown for me is Roschon Johnson in Chicago. On the plus side, Chicago did not go out and grab another back. That means Roschon Johnson, DeAndre Swift are really the tag team battery. We've seen what Ben Johnson did in Detroit with his running backs there. I don't think these, I don't think Swift and Johnson are the same as Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't think they'll be deployed the same, but I think Roschon Johnson a chance to maybe take a step up here in year three. Number 48, the third back in Jacksonville by Shel Tootin. This is another rookie back. Has some upside, has some quickness, some speed. Could get worked in there. It's a new coaching staff under Liam Cohen. What do they want to do? What is their philosophy in the run game? I think there is some potential there, especially with ETN in a contract year. Number 49 for me, another guy on a one-year contract, and that is Javonte Williams. He is ostensibly the lead back for the Dallas Cowboys this year. What all does that mean? I have loved Javonte Williams for a long time. We saw flashes of greatness, I think, as a rookie with the Broncos. It never really came to fruition. He didn't seem the most ideal fit for the Sean Payton offense. A very good pass blocker, can be a three-down back. We saw last year in a Cowboys backfield that was in search and in need of production, Rico Dowdle managed to eke out a 1,000-yard season. We have seen Javonte Williams get 900 yards in a season before. Can he be in that 850 to 1,000 yard range? That could make him a very valuable fantasy prospect this year, but the one-year contract means you don't have a lot of long-term security, and it's fair to wonder what is going to come after that. And then number 50, my last one in this group, is Audric Estime. He's the third piece of that Denver backfield. Is McLaughlin going to take a step up? Is Estime going to take a step up? Is Harvey just the three-down wonder that dominates the backfield touches? I don't really know at this point in time. I don't know if the Broncos totally know at this point in time. And I like to estimate his potential and upside. I think he and McLaughlin were working in there, taking carries away from Javonte Williams toward the end of last year. I think all three of them will have a role. We've seen Payton use a multitude of backs his last 2 years in Denver. So for now, Audric Estime, I think he still has some potential and upside, so he rounds out my top 50. So that is my top 50 dynasty running backs. Hopefully that gives you an idea of some of what I am thinking is going on here with running backs, how I'm seeding teams. I think all these guys should be on rosters in your standard 12-team league, probably in 10-team leagues as well. Probably all of them will see your lineup at some point in time this season. Just depends. Running backs, more and more teams are using that running back by committee approach. Well, that'll do it for me today. As I mentioned, I'll be out next week, but the following week we'll be back looking at top 50 wide receivers, another very interesting and deep position group. Until then, hope you guys have a wonderful week.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.